can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
When you think of restaurants that you can only find in Wisconsin, restaurants that define Wisconsin for you, that belong on your Wisconsin dining bucket list, what comes to mind? I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We are going to talk about several Wisconsin restaurants that our guest says define Wisconsin. And we will welcome your suggestions, too, during this Wisconsin restaurant edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Nicole Hazy, a freelance writer who covers a variety of topics, including women's hockey and travel, and she is the author of the Only in Your State piece, 19 Irresistible Restaurants That Define Wisconsin. And we have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
So before we dig into your list, Nicole, what did you keep in mind? What were you looking for when considering which restaurants define Wisconsin?
I tried to think about, like, when you visit different parts of the state, what are the places that you have to eat? So for somewhere like Door County or the Dells, you know, what are the places that you can't wait to try that really make you feel like vacation started? And then I think just from there, places that you automatically think about, places that have been around for a long time and really seem to have stood that test of time and really make you think of being at home.
Were you fortunate enough to go and try every one of these restaurants, or did you get recommendations from readers and such?
A little of both. Some recommendations and some I've been lucky enough to try. Most of them I've been lucky enough to try, but yeah, I like to take in reader recommendations. Not only is it impossible for me to go everywhere, but the locals know things best. So I don't know, it's hard to make a list that's going to make everybody happy. So you do the best you can and hope that that's the best part about the comments is that people jump in and add. So the list ends up being much longer. But obviously I can't post lists that have 45 pieces on them. So we start with some and let the readers jump in and add whatever works for them.
Yeah, and we have already on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page a number of suggestions, like what about this one and what about that one? And so maybe there'll be a sequel down the line, right, Nicole?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you go to Milwaukee, what restaurant comes to mind?
I thought about what it is that makes, you know, you think of Wisconsin food, or if you're from the state and you left, what you want to have when you come back. And definitely for me, that was Cops Custard. Though I think you can put whatever custard is your favorite in that spot. And then Mater's German Restaurant, which is just such an icon of the Milwaukee dining scene. And I think, you know, you have to talk about German food if you're talking about Wisconsin.
Yeah, sure. And talk some about that. So Mater's is a longtime German restaurant in Milwaukee.
Absolutely. It's right downtown. And they've been here for absolute decades. They started off as a small little shop for workers and have expanded into this sort of iconic restaurant that serves really traditional German food. There's tons of people that talk about taking their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. I just think it's just a place that people have been going forever to have a little bit of taste of what they grew up with and remind them of maybe what their grandma or grandpa made for them. And so it's such a great spot. And we actually just had another iconic German restaurant, Karl Rausch's, close. So I think that makes Mater's even all that more important.
Yeah, someone posted that on Facebook. So that just happened. That's and the name of the restaurant that just closed was what again?
Karl Rausch's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at Mater's for a Wisconsin public radio function a few years ago, and that was really something. I'm glad that I was able to go there. Should try it again sometime. I also like the idea that I read in your piece that it's sort of a bucket list of sorts. You know, what are the Wisconsin restaurants that you would put on your bucket list and to make sure you try? And I know one of those is, and I've been there many times, Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant in in Sister Bay. Tell us why that is that defines Door County or Wisconsin.
Well, number one, I think people not from Wisconsin see pictures or have heard of Al Johnson's just because it's so unique. You know, goats grazing on the roof, and I do think it has that sort of kitsch appeal. But I also think that it's the sort of place that, you know, people have been going to season after season after season. But they've been there for six decades. They're absolutely a part of the landscape, and it's not there just because of the kitschy appeal. That just sort of is what makes it most, I think, internet famous. The pictures definitely help, but I think it's just the authentic Swedish dishes. There's not a lot of places to get that anywhere in the state, so I think that's a really cool thing for people with that sort of background. But yeah, I think it's you know, if you go for vacation in Door County, you definitely have a meal there.
Yeah. And there is a newer place in Door County, which is the Hot Place. I have not been to this place. I can't believe it. It's the Wild Tomato in Fish Creek. Why did you add that one to the list?
I think that going up north, whether that's Door County or somewhere else, is to some extent just about, especially when you're younger, getting away from home and that specialness of a vacation. And I think that a place like Al Johnson's might be for couples, or might be, you know, for a nicer meal, but something like Wild Tomato is just part of what you do in your everyday. It's just pizza. It's something super simple. But they're doing things really interesting. They have, you know, way beyond your basic sausage and pepperoni pizzas. And for people that, I think Al Johnson's is a nostalgic choice in Door County, and Wild Tomato is sort of a more modern choice. So it covers a lot of ground for people that go up there.
We are talking about iconic Wisconsin restaurants that define Wisconsin. Wondering if you have a suggestion for one we should add to the list. Our guest, Nicole Hazy, has come up with 19 restaurants that define Wisconsin, and we'll talk about all of them throughout this hour, but we welcome your questions and your nominations, too. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin and talk about the many things that make Wisconsin special. I often ask you to tell me where to go, and now I'm asking you to tell me where to go for a great Wisconsin restaurant. We will, by the way, be talking about the news of the day coming up after 7 o'clock. And again, in our week in review, we will talk about President Trump launching a missile strike on a Syrian airbase and the ramifications of that coming up after 7 and again after 8 o'clock. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. So, okay, we've been in Milwaukee to Mater's. We've been to Door County, Al Johnson's Swedish Restaurant in Sister Bay, and again, the Wild Tomato in Fish Creek. You mentioned, and we didn't talk about, I passed it by and I shouldn't have, Cops Custard in Milwaukee as a place that defines Wisconsin. Very famous, Nicole.
Absolutely. I know that everybody sort of has their favorite custard, and I think it sort of depends on where you grew up. But for me, you know, Cops was the place that when I went away to college, it was the first stop on the way home from the airport. So for me, it's super iconic and describes what it means to come home and eat in Wisconsin. But, you know, the frozen custard is such an iconic part of southeastern Wisconsin. And add in the giant burgers and how popular Cops is. I mean, you could have their custard chips. Oprah's had them on her gift list. So they're so popular everywhere else that everybody, it's sort of a place that people really know and identify with us. So I thought it was a very necessary part of the list. And I know people are already yelled and want Leon's or another custard shop, and certainly any of the custard places I think would serve this spot. But Cops has a special place in my heart.
Yeah. And from Milwaukee, we'll go to Madeline Island. Actually, Dan in Drummond is with us. Hi, Dan.
Hello. Well, the place, my favorite place, is called Tommy's Burnt Down Cafe. And the summertime, It's a, they have a great big tent over the place. And when the place actually did burn down, it was his aunt's. And they were told that before he could build back again in the same spot, that it had to be able to be moved. So he built it on top of three 1968 Cadillacs.
Yeah, that is quite the place. I was able to visit just my last visit to Madeline Island. But Dan, do they serve food at Tommy's?
Yes, they do.
All right, I know that, you know, it's sort of an open air type of thing. So I don't think that one made your list, Nicole. But you'll have to check it out.
Absolutely.
Nicole Hazy is our guest. She's a freelance writer. She's the author of the only in your state piece, 19 Irresistible Restaurants That Define Wisconsin. And we'll welcome more after the news.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manors, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
I am looking for your assignments for iconic Wisconsin restaurants, restaurants that define Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. This is a Wisconsin restaurant edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We are talking with Nicole Hazy, who is a freelance writer, and she is the author of a piece that appeared on Only in Your State. We have posted it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. 19 Irresistible Restaurants That Define Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So we just heard from a caller before news who is recommending Tommy's Burnt Down Cafe on Madeline Island as a very unique a place to go, and I'll second that. While we're up in that part of the state, sort of, let's talk about the Delta Diner in Delta, which is in northwest Wisconsin. This, I have not been here, but I hear it's really out in the boondocks. I mean, it's really out of the way. It's hard, could be kind of hard to find, but it's really great, Nicole.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's in the middle of the Shikwamukon Forest, which is, yeah, it's way up there, and it's way kind of remote, but for folks that spend time up there, it's absolutely part of the fabric up there. And as I said in the piece, you're as likely to find a parking lot full of snowmobiles as you are anything else. So people up there just really love spending their time there, meeting up with friends there. In nicer months, you'll find a lot full of motorcycles for people that went out and really enjoyed a ride through the pretty surroundings. And yeah, I think it's definitely as iconic as you get in such a remote part of the state.
Let's take a call next from Nancy in New Berlin. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. What, do you have a restaurant that says Wisconsin to you?
Yeah, it's the best. It's a great supper club. It's called Norton's in Ripon.
In Ripon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So tell us about it.
Well, I mean, you walk in, they have a old-fashioned at the bar. They make the best. I don't know what their secret is, but they do definitely have the best brandy old fashions, and their dinners are awesome, and they have bacon-wrapped huge scallops for one of their hors d'oeuvres.
And you got to have the brandy old fashions. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
thank you, Nancy, very much. Norton's restaurant in Ripon. I did notice, Nicole, you don't have a lot of the traditional Wisconsin supper club on your list. Is that because there are separate lists of supper clubs?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, as you said, I mean, we could make a list of the best supper clubs that could go on and on and on. So I picked the Butterfly Club in Beloit just because it's been around since 1924, and I think it sort of is a representative of all the supper clubs, because I, number one, wouldn't want to make anybody mad because everybody's got their favorite, and number two, just wanted to make sure that we were covering a lot of ground. But yeah, I think you could talk about the iconic supper clubs in the States forever. There's so many wonderful places to stop. So I definitely didn't want to just focus on those.
I am on a quest to go to all of the supper clubs, too. And I have only scratched the surface. What is the one in Beloit and what makes it kind of special?
It's called The Butterfly, and it has been around since 1924. It's always difficult to sort of figure out who's the oldest and who's been around the longest with restaurants changing hands and names, but this one might be the oldest, and it's just everything that you want out of a supper club. It's relish trays and old fashions and steaks and just all of the things that you think of about from a great supper club experience, and it's just awesome to support a place that's been around nearly a century.
Yeah, Dave in Chippewa Falls emailed another supper club that he recommends. Fitz's on Lake Wisconsin has an outstanding fish fry on Friday nights. Great breakfast. Well, maybe it's not a supper club with great breakfast, but because sometimes they say that's post to 4 p.m. is what a supper club is, but not always. Live music. Also, Fitz's on Lake Wisconsin has an outstanding fish fry. Oh, we're repeating that. He also likes Connell's Supper Club in Chippewa Falls, where he says you can't beat the fish fries, steaks, hash browns, and old fashions. So a lot of old fashions here. That's that classic Wisconsin cocktail, or at least it's served maybe more in Wisconsin than anywhere else, Nicole?
Absolutely. I've done a couple lists about things that people don't understand about Wisconsin, and the brandy old fashioned is definitely one of them. I mean, there's a couple iconic stories about Wisconsinites traveling and drinking places out of their brandy, and I think Corbell says they sell more here than they do anywhere else. So definitely part of what you think about when you talk about Wisconsin and Wisconsinites.
Yeah, and the old fashioned is the name of a bar restaurant in Madison. Not exactly a supper club, but it ended up on supper club lists before. It made your list. What stands out to you about the old fashioned in Madison?
I think the cool thing about the old fashioned is they've sort of taken the idea of the supper club and modernized it a little. And I do think the supper club can be it's sort of generational. I don't know that you see a lot of 20-year-olds going to supper clubs. So the old fashioned sort of takes all of the great things about a supper club and sort of flips it around for the sort of younger, hipper Madison crowd, which I think is a cool way of sort of combining it. But their cheap curds are some of the best ever in the state. They have a really good beer list, which is on par with being in Madison with so much great craft beer there. And it's right on Capitol Square. So it sort of takes all of the little bits, things that you like about other places in Wisconsin and sort of makes it its own for Madison.
We are talking with Nicole Hazy, a freelance writer who is the author of the Only in Your State article, 19 Irresistible Restaurants That Define Wisconsin. And we are on a culinary tour of Wisconsin, exploring different restaurants that define the state, places that you would be sure to tell a visitor to go to, places that you go to maybe when you're vacationing in Door County or maybe Minocqua or some other places. What are the restaurants that say Wisconsin to you? 1-800-642-1234. Do you have one of these restaurants in your community? 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Nicole, I teased Minocqua because you do have one on your list that we have a number of Facebook comments on as well. Kelsey on Facebook says, I'm an old Paul Bunyan's employee. Anything from the bakery there is top-notch. You included Paul Bunyan's Cook Shanty, which has locations in Minocqua and Wisconsin Dells, on your list, Nicole. What do you like about it?
I think one of the best things about it is you see that sign when you're in the Dells and you automatically feel like you're on vacation. They're up in Minocqua. And I think that nostalgic tie to it definitely puts it on the list. I think anytime I'm trying to do a list, I want to make sure that I'm covering all parts of the state, but also all people. And Paul Bunyan's, for any kid that got taken on vacation, either up north or to the Dells, it's sort of a signifier that you're there and you're going to have a good time. So I think it's, you know, it's all you can eat. It's a fun time for kids. It's just part of, it's a thing that you did when you went on vacation. So I didn't feel like it could be left off. I know it's definitely one that in my comments on the page, people sort of argued about, but I definitely think that it sort of is as iconic as it gets when you're a kid going on vacation in the summer with your family.
Yeah, someone on our page said that they will put a big bowl of free donuts on your table. I was like, really? Mm-hmm. Do they do that?
Yeah. Oh, I think, you know, as a kid, that's, you don't forget stuff like that. So I think it definitely has a nostalgic quality to it. And you know, when you grow up and have your own kids and you take them back there too, it's sort of a generational experience. So but that's for me why it had to be on there.
Somebody called back or called us. We had said a caller had suggested Norton's restaurant, and she said Ripon. But someone said it's actually in Green Lake, which is in the area anyway. So thanks for that that correction. Let's see. We have Lois in Madison next. Hi, Lois.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling this morning about the Farmstead Creamery and Cafe located east of Hayward, Wisconsin, inside also the Chequamegon National Forest. And this place is really kind of a farm-to-table place where they grow their own sheep, have hydroponic vegetables, do their own lettuce. They do a lot of breakfast and lunch, have a CSA. Their website shows aquaponics. And it's a family-run business. The food is wonderful, and they're doing a lot for their community.
That's great, Lewis. Lois, I'm glad that you brought that up because that's a big trend now, that farm-to-table thing, Nicole.
Absolutely. You know, we're so part of what we do here in Wisconsin and so interwoven in why we're such a successful state. So I think that's always important. And any place that is doing it sort of outside of the trend, right? So obviously way up north is not a super trendy place, but still using the land and making sure that people are getting wonderful stuff is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yes, that is awesome. And I will put that on the list, Farmstead Cafe and Creamery near Hayward. Let's see. We have next Thomas in Clinton. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. What restaurant says Wisconsin to you?
Actually, it's a restaurant in Monroe, Wisconsin, called Poncho and Lefty's on the downtown square. I'm actually originally from down south, back and forth to western Tennessee by Memphis. And this restaurant really struck me as an impressive barbecue. It's got a great feel. You know, it's always playing classic country music in the background, some Willie Nelson. You can get you a nice barbecue sandwich. It's good atmosphere, good service, and just really impressed with it. When I traveled through Monroe, I just happened to stop in there. And anybody that's looking for a really good barbecue in Wisconsin, they're doing it right over at Poncho and Lefty's.
All right. Thank you very much, Thomas. That's interesting. We did a show on barbecue in Wisconsin. I never thought of it as being, a Wisconsin cuisine, but it's certainly catching on a lot, and there are a lot of different places that specialize in barbecue in Wisconsin. Does that surprise you, Nicole?
No, I actually just recently did a list on barbecue and was sort of surprised at how many places have popped up, and the Poncho and Lefty's wasn't one that people suggested to me, so now I have somewhere else to look, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Besides the German and Swedish restaurants on the list, I'm trying to see here, are there any other ethnic restaurants that come to mind when you think of Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think absolutely there could have been, you know, Norse Nook that sort of people love for the bakery and really talk to people of Norse heritage. But no, I think that we stopped at the two there. So I definitely probably could have done more of that.
Yeah, well, I know that was a big assignment you had. Juliana emails, with two Wisconsin locations, Adventures Restaurant evokes the Northwoods with its lodge decor, and it features scratch cooking with food like walleye and locally produced grass-fed beef, along with signature items, wild rice meatloaf and wild rice corn chowder. Wow, that's interesting. I've never heard of Adventures Restaurant.
None.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up. Maybe if Naisha has a chance, she can tell us where those two locations are, because Juliana said two locations, but I don't know where they are. So tell Joy where to go for an authentic, a unique, a special Wisconsin dining experience. We are talking about, maybe they're your favorite restaurants, but they're restaurants that define Wisconsin, in your mind anyway, or restaurants that you send visitors to when they come to visit your town. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, I'm going to go back to one on your list, a diner that I have read about nationally, national awards for being such a great diner. It's Frank's Diner in Kenosha. Nicole, what can you tell us about Frank's?
Yeah, Frank's is one that people love and has been such an iconic part for them. And that one's almost 100 years old, too. And like you said, it gets national recognition. It's no frills for sure. It's definitely a greasy spoon diner, but they've been serving the people of that community for so long, and it's comfort food. Everybody leaves there happy, and you know, when you walk in, local people all say hi to each other, and it's just sort of it's got a small town feel, and not a particularly small town. But yeah, it's about just getting that comforting greasy spoon breakfast.
Let's go to Mike in Mondovi next. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. What's your restaurant?
Well, it's called Farm to Fork, and it is out in the country between Mondovi and Oliva, just south off Highway 10. And they serve wood-fired brick oven pizzas, homemade. And what's unique about it is the majority of the ingredients they grow right in their garden, right on site. A lot of the other items are within a few miles of the restaurant. There's a lot of different things for people to do while they're there. They can. There's some games that they have set up, beanbag toss and horseshoes, and there's a fire pit and all sorts of different things, a bonfire pit. So it's also has what they claim to be the world's smallest, or Wisconsin's smallest bar anyway. There's three stools in there, and it's in an old barn, but it has been completely remodeled, and the decor is just gorgeous, absolutely beautiful, and the food is, it's worth, I don't know how far you'd want to drive, but it's worth well over 100 miles to eat, that's for sure.
Mike, thank you so much. The actual name of the place is?
Farm to Fork.
Farm to Fork. So is this one of those pizza farms that I've been reading about?
Yeah, there are quite a few of them popping up in Wisconsin, and Dennis and Mel definitely do it right at Farm to Fork. They have, just the different kinds of pizza that they create, and they're always changing. That's what's so nice and fresh about this restaurant is they're always coming up with new ideas and different varieties of pizza. So
thank you so much, Mike. I'm definitely going to put that on the list, that the pizza farm idea is definitely going to be visited this summer. And we will check news, and then we'll be back and welcome more of your Wisconsin restaurants.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newbrook Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is Tell Joy Where to Go for a special Wisconsin dining experience. We are talking with our guest about 19 irresistible restaurants that define Wisconsin. And we're welcoming your suggestions, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Nicole Hazy is our guest. She's a freelance writer. She covers a variety of topics, including women's hockey and travel, and she is the author of the Only in Your State piece, 19 Irresistible Restaurants That Define Wisconsin, that we have posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And just wanted to report that the two Wisconsin locations of Adventures Restaurant that a listener emailed about, which serves things like wild rice meatloaf and wild rice corn chowder, are in Rice Lake and in Siren. So thank you for that. Mike in Mazomanie is with us. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. See, in the Lone Rock, Spring Green area, there is...
He dropped off for some reason. I'm not sure why, but Mike, sorry we lost you. Piccadilly Lilies. We'll look that up. I know the restaurant because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere in Lone Rock at the airport. And we were we were going canoeing one day and it was pouring out. We decided we would seek shelter, and we found this little restaurant like in a farm field, Nicole, and it was very nice. Are you familiar with that little restaurant or not?
I am not, no, but there's so much cool stuff in Spring Green. I feel like every time somebody tells me something new there, and I'm always shocked how much cool stuff there is beyond just what people know.
That's right. Well, I'll say that the general store in Spring Green is a fun place to eat as well. I've been there a few times. And I'll look up, I'm going to ask Naeja to look up the name of that restaurant that Mike was suggesting. And I'll see if I can pass that along. Let's see. Oh, there's a bunch of them in Madison that we haven't even talked about yet. Ella's Deli, that has been around a long time. Why do you recommend that as a restaurant that defines Wisconsin?
I think for people that visit Madison, it's one of the places you see when you come off the path into town from I-94. So I do think that just the sign for people is iconic and riding the carousel. But also it's just such a quirky, unusual place that it's like such a treat when you were younger to be able to go there and sort of just stare wide-eyed at everything that's happening. And then they scratch make so much of what they have. I mean, we think of them now as the place with the carousel and the fun games, but they started as a small little deli. So there's just a lot to love about that place, and it's just such a quirky, unusual place that you just don't see anywhere else.
Sure, and you call State Street Brats in Madison a rite of passage. Why is that?
I think it's the type of place that, like, when you're watching a Badger game on national TV, they show some B-roll footage of it, and it's one of those places that I feel like everybody knows, and I certainly got a lot of people yelling at me because they're not in love with the food there, but nobody said this was a place to get the best meal you ever had. I just think that, you know, if you're visiting Madison or you're a tourist, it's a place to go. If you are a student that just first moved there, it's one of the places you stop. It's such a large part of what it means to walk along State Street, or what people think of when they think of that part of Madison. So I think it had to be on the list.
Well, if you want a really, really special dining experience, it's a newer place in Madison. It's been around for a while, but Gray's in Madison on the Capitol Square major list. Why is that?
Well, you had the caller call in about farm to table, and I think that is such an important part of sort of the idea of new dining in Wisconsin. If supper clubs are sort of old schools, and then farm to table is, I mean, it's something that everybody across the country is doing, but you know, for us, I mean, it's so interesting. You know, in Madison, some of that stuff, you know the name of the farmer where it came from, and you can pick out when you go out in the country and know that the eggs came from somewhere that you've seen, so and not far from the city. So I wanted to have somewhere that was farm to table, that was sort of progressive new American cuisine, and really shows elevated Wisconsin dining. And Gray's is a great middle ground, because I think you can get a great meal there, but it's not going to break the bank, and it's not super fancy where it, you know, you sort of have to wait to go for a special occasion.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really good place to sort of define what new dining in Wisconsin can mean.
Good choice. Angela in Partyville is with us. Hi, Angela.
Good morning. I'd like to suggest Beacon Outfitters. That's north of Montello.
Tell us why you like it.
So that is, it's a lodge, and people can stay there, and then they have activities. In the winter, they have snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. In the summer, they have kayaking and canoeing. They provide the equipment. And it's kind of an elevated fish fry. It's high quality, delicious food.
Thank you very much for that. Let me, because we're running short on time, I want to get as many callers in. Michael in La Crosse. Hi, Michael.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to let you know about the best fish fry I've had in Wisconsin. It's at the Little Red Inn in St. Lawrence, Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin. They are just amazing. They have a family-style fish fry. So everybody sits down, and they'll hand you menus, but you don't even need them. You just order the family fish fry, and they just keep bringing out plates of really good flaky cod, traditional German-style potato pancakes with applesauce and maple syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
And French fries, really good. And everybody can just sit down. You order as many plates as you want for your whole family. And it's really, really good, a place that my family and I went to a lot growing up.
Thank you, Michael. The Little Red Inn in St. Lawrence. Nicole, you're in southeastern Wisconsin. Do you know where St. Lawrence is?
I don't have any idea, but that's the best part of all of these suggestions. I think, you know, I can only share with people places that I've been or that other people tell me about. So
yeah.
It's awesome to have people chime in with small town stuff like that.
And by the way, the restaurant that Mike was recommending when he dropped off was Piccadilly Lily, and it's located at the Tri-County Airport, which I guess has an address of Spring Green, but I say it's in the middle of a farm field. So, Sue in Waukesha. Hi, Sue.
Good morning. I'm excited to tell you about a place on your way up to Door County, right off of 57 and Highway C, as in cat, going towards the bay. It's called Belgian Delight, and it is a delight to eat there, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But the best part are the desserts that Dean makes. This man can produce cheesecakes and torts that are out of this world delicious. So have the dessert no matter when you go, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much, Sue. Belgian Delight, I've not heard of that, and I definitely will give it a shot. We didn't get to every single restaurant on your piece, Nicole, and people can read about all of them at the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Is there one that you can leave us with that we didn't get to yet that we should be sure to check out?
I think if you've only ever had the pie from Elegant Farmer, you're sort of missing out on all that they have to offer there. And for me, that's definitely an iconic part of being in Wisconsin in the fall. Any orchard is going to be pretty awesome. But the Elegant Farmer literally started as a little stand for some farmers and has grown into sort of the iconic place that it is. But doing farm to table before anybody thought that was a thing we needed to be doing. And the apple pie and paper bag is something that everybody knows, but they have some amazing bakery, and you can go and pick apples and have your lunch there and really enjoy it.
Does that sound good? Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you'll come back another time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Nicole Hazy is a freelance writer. She wrote the Only in Your State piece, 19 Irresistible Restaurants That Define Wisconsin. It's time now for Wisconsin Life. Off a busy street in Greenwich Village lay a cluster of restaurants also known as Little Wisco, owned and operated by Wisconsinites. These restaurants celebrate the spirit of the state.
I think that the common thread is that the kind of answer that John Lennon would give is in that, like, if you lived in Roman times, you'd live in Rome. right? Like, this is the center of the world, and it's tough not to be here. But all of us came through our own kind of directions. Like, Gabe graduated from the University of Wisconsin, and was like, I want to move to New York, and I want to start a series of restaurants. And so then, once I got here, Gabriel had just opened Joseph Leonard, and he was like, you know, I want to keep my Wisconsinites close to home, and so he offered me a job. Joseph Leonard is actually the third restaurant that Gabriel opened in New York. It wasn't until Joseph Leonard started that the Wisconsin thing really developed, and that's because he hired three sisters that all were from northern Wisconsin, the Steger sisters, and he hired Matt Kebekus, who's from Madison, and then I'm from Wausau. So pretty much the whole staff was from Wisconsin. And then I was maitre d'ing, so like 5 to 6 nights a week, I was working the front door, and I have a tattoo of Wisconsin on my forearm. Every night, I'd be shaking hands with people, and they're like, you guys are so nice, where are you from? And I'm like, well, we're from Wisconsin, that's like what we do. And then there's another bar down the street, which we don't own, but it's a Wisconsin bar called Kettle of Fish. The West Village is kind of a unique part of New York in that it's built to a human scale. A lot of the buildings in this area are maybe 5 or 6 stories as opposed to like giant monolith buildings. So the people that live here all feel like they're in part of a neighborhood. Rebranding, you know, the West Village as Little Wisco, I think, is kind of endemic of the idea that other places bring culture to New York City. And so we've brought our culture, and New York City thrives on other people bringing culture to the city itself. Yeah, and all these restaurants have kind of grown out of a bunch of great restaurants in Madison that, like, you know, is a generation older than us. And we work for all those people, and now we're, like, you know, developing ideas that we were imparted with in Wisconsin. So I think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm never homesick. I live above the biggest Packer bar in the city. And every time I feel I miss, you know, my cousins and my family and my good friends back home, I walk a couple steps, and it feels like I'm in a basement in Fond du Lac.
The Wisconsin charms kind of come out slowly. We've got the Blue Book kind of stacked in with some other books over there, like Walt Whitman.
Adam has a Wisconsin tattoo on his under his sleeve. I have a badger claw necklace. I have a Wisconsin wallet. And so it's kind of masked a little bit, you know. We're proud of where we come from, and I think we exhibit it in a genuine way that's not confrontational and hopefully doesn't feel contrived or unnatural in any way. And I think that's an important thing to distinguish.
You know, at the end of the day, you can have food and wine, and you have that at thousands and thousands of restaurants in the city, but it's this sense of community that we build and the sense of kind of interpersonal relationships that make this place thrive. And that we learned in Wisconsin, without question.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.